as I've been saying before, if you are not in Washington, D.C. in person, you can certainly be there in spirit by going to relevantradio.com and signing up for the hashtag Fast for Life. You'll see the banner there, hashtag Fast for Life. It's a way that you can participate in absentia through your sacrifices. Maybe you're going to do some fasting today or prayers, special prayers for the unborn and for their moms, and also for all the people who are taking it to the streets, as the Doobie Brothers would say. It's a great way for you to be involved. So just go to relevantradio.com and click on the hashtag Fast for Life banner. I almost said logo, but it's a banner. Now, Cyrus, I think we're ready to go with the audio, right? The video that the team produced. Okay. So just to set this up, if you're just tuning in right now, this is a YouTube video that the team Patrick Madrid put together. It's called This is a Baby. And you may remember there was a video that said this is an apple. Some people may jump up and down and say it's really a banana. They might put it all in caps and say banana, banana, banana. It doesn't make it a banana because it's still an apple. So in honor of the March for Life, and hopefully as a way to help save some of the unborn babies who are at risk because of legalized abortion, this is our contribution to the discussion. This one is called This is a Baby. And when you hear it, that's one thing, but I want you to see it. It's a video that you can actually share. It's about 30 seconds long. You can share it on Facebook or whatever your social media platform of choice is. But it's a tool for you to help people understand the reality of unborn human life. Take a listen. This is a baby. Some people might try to tell you that it's a clump of cells. They might scream, clump of cells, clump of cells, clump of cells, over and over and over again. They might put clump of cells in all caps. You might even start to believe that this is a clump of cells, but it's not. This is a baby. And that's the heartbeat of the baby. You really have to see it, though, because you're seeing a 3D ultrasound image of a baby. And, you know, that ain't no clump of cells. That's a baby. And there's no way around it. It's irrefutable. Absolutely irrefutable. And if you've ever found yourself sort of flat-footed and floundering and not exactly sure how to respond to the ferocity of the pro-abortion people and all of their stupid slogans and all the nonsense, it's just noise. That's all it is. If you've ever wanted something that you, in 30 seconds, could just steamroll over all that nonsense, I think this video is that. And I think when you post it on Facebook, you're likely to get some pushback. Now, it's not poking anyone in the chest. The video is calm. It's non-aggressive. It's just stating a fact. This is a baby. And they can hoop and holler and, you know, tub thump and throw dust up into the air and shout and all the other things that they do, claiming that it's just a clump of cells. You show them this video, and it's irrefutable. It's not a clump of cells. It's a baby. But what about in the stages of life before the age of this child that you see in the video, who's, you know, it looks to be maybe about 8 months along. Not it, but he or she. It looks to be about 8 months along. But what about, I don't know, what about like a week after conception? When there's no human form, you can't see the humanity of that person who's there. And it looks like just a clump of cells. Well, remember, that's what a human being looks like at that stage. How old are you? Whatever your age may be, look in the mirror. That's what a human being looks like at your age. Dial back to when you were 5 years old. You were a lot shorter than you are now. You weighed only a fraction of what you weigh now. You had baby teeth then. Maybe your hair was a different color. That's what human beings look like at age 5. Now, at age 5, you look different from the way you looked at 1 year of age. You look different at 1 year of age from how you looked when you were a newborn. And it goes all the way back to the time of conception. Life begins at conception. And that's an innocent human life from the very moment of conception. And if you see the appearance of an unborn person at 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month. Of course, by then you can gradually begin to discern the outlines of a human form. But that's what human beings look like at that stage of development. That's why you should never be afraid or never be bamboozled or cowed or buffaloed, whatever the term is, when somebody says, well, that's just a clump of cells. That's not a human being. There's no heartbeat there. There's no arms or legs. You know, that's not sucking a thumb. It doesn't even have a thumb. That's just a clump of cells. That is a human being, and that's what human beings look like at that stage of development. And that's science. That's factual. That's irrefutable. And we need to do a better job of sharing this message with people around us. Knowing, of course, that there will be some people who will be riled by it. That's okay. What's that old saying that Jesus came to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable? There are a lot of people who are comfortable in their own ignorance on this issue. I have other issues too. But on this issue of human life, there are a lot of people who are comfortable in their little cocoon of ignorance. Their little cocoon of the slogans and the thought-stopping ideas that don't really enable them to really think through this issue, but they shout and tub thump and hoop and holler and all that. We need to get through to them. I like how Matt Beardsley referred to the nonviolent way of appealing to people. It's always got to be nonviolent. They're violent verbally toward us, yeah. Often verbally, usually verbally, they're violent, and sometimes they're even violent physically. We should never do that, but we still have to appeal to them. We still have to win them over. We still have to show them the truth. Give them an opportunity to embrace it. And it happens. Dr. Bernard Nathanson, former abortionist, he killed lots and lots and lots of unborn children. And then he had a conversion when he finally decided, you know, I'm going to stick a camera in there and actually just film for medical science purposes what actually happens. Because, you know, we can't see it. You know, our instruments are moving around in there, but we don't actually see it. So when he filmed it and then he watched it, he had a profound conversion, and he dropped his abortionist tools and he walked out of the clinic and he became pro-life, and eventually he became Catholic. It can happen, but it needs you to make it happen. So I appeal to you in your generosity, because I know that you're a good-hearted person and you love unborn children. You love all humanity, and we have a particular urgency for the unborn, especially today on the day of the March for Life. Grab this video, 30 seconds long, pop it out there on your Facebook page, pop it out there on Instagram, send it, text it to your friends, especially your pro-abortion friends, the people that really, you know, give you heartburn because of all their sloganeering and all. Just send it to them. You don't have to say anything. Just send it to them. Will you get blocked? Maybe. Who cares? Who cares if you get blocked by somebody? Because maybe when you get to heaven, that person's going to tap you on the shoulder and say, you know what, that thing that you sent me, the video, changed my mind. I was angry at first, but it changed my mind and set me in a new direction. And the fact that I'm here in heaven has something to do with you. So I just want to thank you. Just imagine the treasures in heaven that you will accrue. So grab it, share it. It's available on the show Twitter feed at P Madrid Show. It's on my Twitter feed at Patrick Madrid. It's on YouTube. It's called This Is a Baby. So if you're looking it up on the YouTubes, just look up This Is a Baby, Patrick Madrid. But I urge you, please share it. There are people in your life, even total strangers, people you haven't met yet, who really need to see this, and you can help them by just posting it. All right, quick timeout. We'll come back with the last little bit of the third hour of the Patrick Madrid Show today, and we'll also be taking your phone calls. Please stay right there.